Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
In 1953, Hank Williams was riding the crest of his popularity. Millions of people around the world voiced his praise and sang his country tunes. But Williams was far from a happy man. On his way to a stage appearance in Canton, Ohio, Williams slumped over in the back seat of the taxi he was riding in. Charlie Carr, the driver of the taxi, immediately turned and headed for the nearest hospital. It was too late. Williams was DOA, dead on arrival. Drugs and alcohol had dealt a lethal blow to his heart. And that night, the people, not knowing that Williams had died, filled the theater where he was booked to perform. As the stage manager made the sad announcement, a single spotlight fell on an empty stage, and the orchestra struck up his then-famous song, I Saw the Light. It was a kind of pseudo-crossover religious song about light in the world. The sequel to the story is that only days before, Williams and Rosemary Clooney had been writing together, and Rosemary said, Hank, let's sing. What you want to sing, Rosemary? She said, let's sing your song, meaning I Saw the Light. The two of them began to sing together, and then Hank put his head in his hands and sobbed, Oh, Rosemary, there just ain't no light. There ain't no light. Can you relate to the darkness of his heart? You feel alone, frustrated, and very much confused, wondering where to go, where can you turn? Destiny in life is not the product of chance or fate. It's the result of the decisions you make, the direction you go with your life, and the determination you have to get there. On today's edition of Guidelines, I'd like to ask you to think about the direction of your life. The Romans asked the question, quo vadis, meaning, where are you going? How would you answer? Long ago, Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Now, if Jesus is the light of the world, then Williams desperately needed to know that. Many people, possibly you as well, can be described in the words of Isaiah 59, which say, We look for light, but all is darkness. For brightness, but we walk in deep shadows. Like the blind, we grope along the wall, feeling our way like men without eyes. How do you know which way to go with your life when there are so many possible choices? Long ago, the writer of Proverbs said, There is a way which seems right unto a man, but the ends thereof are the ways of death. And that, friend, you do not want. Two simple, clear guidelines promise to give you the light you need to get on the right path, the right direction with your life. Guideline number one. You can discover personally that Jesus Christ is the light of the world that he claimed to be. He said, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You'll never go the wrong direction, following his life and teaching. Here's guideline number two. God's Word, the Bible, will give your life direction and purpose. Of this book, David said, Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light for my path. This book gives direction for your life, for your marriage, your relationships, and your future too. But it's only as good as your willingness to follow its counsel and direction. A closing thought. What do you do when you've started on a journey and you discover you've gone down the wrong road? Happens all the time, you know. Chances are you don't go back to the starting point. You turn around and go the right direction. Think about it. Did today's commentary connect with you where you are? If so, I would like to hear from you. Email will reach me at guidelines@guidelines.org. And I want you to know, I keep confidence. I'm Dr. Harold Sala. You can go to our website and download what you've just heard or print it out. It is www.guidelines.org.